This is Bobby. Thanks for joining me on the Weekday Podcast today. My hope is that today would be encouraging to you, that this would be something that would help you as you walk into your day. And if it is helpful, feel free to share these on social media, email, however you want to do that. Our hope is that it would encourage even more people today. Well, if you're with us on Tuesday's podcast, you know we talked a little bit about prayer. This idea that we can say thank you to God in advance, that when we pray, we can believe. Well, in 2018, a lot of folks have told me around Sugar Hill Church, one of the things that they want to improve or grow in is in their prayer life. I think a lot of folks know that when it comes to faith, they've heard over and over again that we need to spend time in God's Word and we need to spend time praying. And I think we know that we need to, but most folks feel, well, ill-equipped on how to do that. And so today, I want to talk about prayer. About a month ago, I read an article that was super helpful. I thought it was great insight, and it was this idea that oftentimes we pray for too little and we want it too soon. See, when you think about prayer, when we ask God to answer our prayers, there's got to be this willingness inside of us. There's got to be this understanding that we're asking God to answer this, yes, but we've got to let God to answer that prayer when he wants to and how he wants to. I think we'd all agree that God's ways are better than ours. They're bigger than ours. They're higher than ours. But in the moment, we often pray for too little and we want it too soon. One of the stories in the Christmas story is Zechariah and Elizabeth. They're the ones that eventually gave birth to their son, John the Baptist. What would have happened in that story if God had answered their request for a baby immediately? Now, they would have gotten a sweet little baby. They would have loved that baby. They would have cherished that baby. But God delayed that request for a lot of years. I mean, they had basically given up. They felt like there's no hope. And then when God answered, he didn't just give them a son. He gave them John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, the only prophet to see the prophecies of Jesus fulfilled. And he's the one that prepared the way for the Savior. See, a lot of times our problem is twofold. We ask for too little and we want it too soon. Ephesians 3:20 reminds us that God can do much, much more than anything we can ask, much more than anything we can imagine. Now think of the greatest thing that's in your imagination, and God can do something even bigger than that. Sometimes when I think about this verse and I try to apply it, it's hard for me. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm a realist. I have faith. I have vision for what God wants to do in the future, but I'm very well grounded in reality. And so sometimes this verse stretches me to say, hey, whatever you can imagine, God can do more. That thing that seems so big, God can do more. That thing that seems impossible, God can do even more. God can do more than that. See, if God answered some of my prayers exactly the way I prayed them, man, I would have gotten shortchanged. His answers are much greater than my requests. And I'm thankful that God hasn't answered all my prayers. I'm thankful that he didn't answer them all in my timeline. I'm thankful that he didn't answer them the way that I thought that he should. Some of those things, if he had answered them the way that I prayed them, would have absolutely been a disaster. And so here's what I want to leave with you today. God always gives his best to those who leave the choice to him. God always gives his best to those who leave the choice to him. And so today, as you think about prayer, would you learn to let God answer in his time and in his way? And the way that he does that is it starts with you even asking him. And so, my friend, I want to encourage you today, if you haven't spent any time in prayer, would you stop, would you pause, and would you carve out a little bit of time to talk to your Heavenly Father who absolutely loves you? And would you make requests and then trust him? Trust him that he's going to answer in his way and in his time. I hope you have a great day today. I hope to see you this Sunday. It's going to be a great Sunday, our first Sunday of the new year. Children and student ministries are back into full force. Adult groups are launching in just a couple of weeks. And so I hope you'll lean in and join us and be part of this. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.